Hey there, ladies. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. This is going to be another video episode. I really love doing these video episodes because it allows me to show you what I'm talking about instead of just talking about it. So if you're a visual learner as well, I highly recommend for you to go watch the video. The only platform that you can watch the video on, though, is Spotify. So if you find my Boss Lady Bloggers podcast on Spotify, you're going to be able to watch this video and the rest of the previous videos as well. I'm sorry, you don't have that feature on Apple if you're an Apple listener, so you do have to go to Spotify. Anyways, I want to talk to you guys about something that I was just teaching my client on, working through with her, and it's about freebies. So what your main core freebie is going to be. Now, this freebie is going to be showcased on every page of your website, or almost every page of your website. So you can capture the leads, get them on your email list, so then you can further, nurture them, educate them, sell to them, blah, blah, blah. So the very first thing that I want to talk about is your audience. You need to know your audience. You need to know what their pain points are and what their goals are and desires are so that you can, truly, offer them something that they're going to find really valuable and, really need. So your audience, you want to define your ideal reader, identify their pain points, their needs, desires, blah, blah, blah. Then you need to know the purpose and goals. The purpose of this freebie is not only to build your list, okay? It's also to engage with them, to build your authority in your niche, also to build a connection with them, within your welcome sequence, and show that your freebie is, wow. You want to wow them with this freebie. You don't want to just give them something that they're never going to use. You actually want to give them something that's super, super valuable and blow them out of the water with this. Because when you create a freebie that is really, really good and really helps them solve their problems, something that they're actually going to use, this is going to build your authority. And this is also going to make them think, okay, if this is what her freebie is like, what is her actual paid product going to be like? And it's going to make them curious to learn more about you, what you have to offer, and maybe even purchase from you. So this is why your freebie needs to be wow. How is it going to align with your long-term blogging strategy? Because you're going to be able to send out weekly newsletters that's not only going to build your authority, connect with people, but also sell to them and make money. Your list is where the money is going to be. So what problem or challenge is this resource going to address for your audience? Now, with my client today, she is a coach for new moms, and she helps them to manage their time better and, get back on their feet as a mom, because it's really hard. Moms need other moms to talk to. And so she's going to be that person there helping them through this difficult time as a new mom. This time of, not being able to take care of themselves and not being able to have enough time for everything and feeling that deep guilt as a mom that we feel if we think that we're not being the best moms or just anything, right? There's a lot to be to feel guilty over and shame over. So her problem is time management. She's been hearing from her audience a lot that other people, they're not being able to manage their time as a mom. So your freebie should be the vehicle to their goal. So we know their pain points. So they are here. Your audience is going to be looking for something because they have an ultimate goal. So they're here. They have all these different pain points. They're searching for something that they truly need, and they need the very first step from there. So the very next step up from their pain points to get to their ultimate goal, what is it? The first step that helps them get to their ultimate goal. So what is that first step? For example, for bloggers, they want to start a blog. So they have no idea where they're going to start. They don't know how to brand or design their website. And, there's a lot that people are struggling with. Sorry, my mom has my baby and he hit his head really hard today on something by falling because he's wanting to climb on stuff. and we're at that stage, yes. And she was calling me and I was just worried. So I have to answer my calls when I'm doing stuff. When it comes to my baby, I need to. But what we were saying. So they need the first step and they want to be here. They want to have a successful blog. So the first step could be niching down, blog planning, branding. So my freebie could be a blog planner. This helps them to plan their blog ahead of time. Blog website planner. So planning out their blog website, blog niche masterclass. What did really well for me actually was a blog homepage design guide. That was like everybody wanted because that's the very first step is to design your homepage. So everybody wanted that. How to design a logo masterclass. That's one of the very first things that you need to do. Blog website design guide. So what is your audience's first step? What is the first step? They are here. They have all of these pain points. What's the very first step that you can, you know, help them with so they can get to their ultimate goal? Now, what this is, the freebie is going to be the vehicle that sets them up to purchase your paid products. So your paid products are going to be here in these next steps. So the first step is going to be prepping them for your paid products and kind of leaving them hanging. It's kind of like a cliffhanger. Here's the step, but oh, I have this thing that's going to help you with all these three next steps or even just the next step up. You see what I mean? So right here, if I leave them hanging, let's say, on a blog website design guide, okay? The very next step is could be a website design course. Like, here's a website design guide that's going to teach you how to design your homepage or something. But the course shows you how to design all of your pages on your blog and make it look absolutely stunning, right? So that's kind of how you want to like position it. Don't just throw a freebie out there with zero strategy. You need to have a freebie that's going to be able to help you monetize, to help them get into the door so they can take that next step up with you, which is going to be purchasing an offer that you have. So I've seen people work backwards on this too. So they have an offer, let's say a course, okay? And they take whatever that course subject is on and say, what is the first step that I teach them in this course? And then boom, that's going to be your freebie. It's going to be prepping them to purchase what you have to offer. It is the vehicle that takes them from here to the next step. So now we're going to brainstorm ideas based on what you have. Based on that thought that you're thinking, I want you to brainstorm some ideas for you and take any examples of your competitors' freebies that inspire you. Because if other people in your industry and your niche are going to be using it to get email subscribers, that means, you know, other people are going to be, or that means people are going to sign up to you too, because you're in the same niche. So, and then concept selection. So based on the brainstorming, which concept do you pick? Which freebie concept or title do you choose? Explain how this concept fulfills the needs of your audience. How does it solve their pain point and how does it get them to overcome that first step? And you want to blow them out of the water with this freebie. You don't want to just give them something that they're never going to use, like I said. You want to blow them away. So whatever you put in this freebie, like whatever you say that it is, let's say it's like a time management guide. Boom, you want to put in some extra tips or another guide or another planner, like something extra to wow them. Like, oh, she didn't actually just give me this guide. She actually gave me this and this and this. You know what I mean? But you don't want to overwhelm them as well. You want to make it strategic in a way that it adds to whatever you give in your freebie. Structuring the core freebie. So the format, what is the format going to be of your freebie? So you have the title, you kind of know what you're going to be doing. Is it going to be an ebook, a checklist, a video series, a podcast, like an audio or something, a masterclass? What is your format going to be? And then you can outline the key sections or chapters that is going to be included in this freebie and provide a brief overview of the key points or steps within each. And then you're going to create the freebie. You're going to design the visuals. Make sure it matches your actual branding, your blog's branding. I teach you all about how to do all of these different steps within my membership. You can join below for just $33 a month, and you can get access to all of the Boss Lady Bloggers courses. I'm teaching you how to start your blog, design your website, brand so you can look super, super beautiful, and, you know, like actual the strategies behind it. I have a whole course on blog traffic, on designing your blog, a whole entire course on monetizing your blog. So it's the real deal. If you want to join, just join below, $33 a month. I'm going to be raising it soon. And then you can go through your promotion strategy. I don't have a lot of time for this episode. I'm really sorry. So I'm just going really fast. I wish I did, but I have to go pick up my baby at a football game. He's with my mom. So, and then the next steps, you want to break down the process. So create a landing page, set up an opt-in form, write compelling copy, create a thank you page, nurture your new subscribers, put together a promotion plan. And when it comes to promotion, I really highly recommend that you use $5 Pinterest ads. You can literally spend $5 a day on Pinterest ads and it'll do wonders if you actually have a freebie that solves pain points that people are searching for within Pinterest. And then, yeah, so this is kind of like an example of what I take my clients through. We work on action. When you work with me, when I am your blog coach, we do action work. We actually dive super deep into the strategy and take action on it. So, and then I give you action plans and homeworks and steps. So if you want to see an example of that, so I give the recordings and the homework that I just showed you right here. And then we have a homeworks and tasks section where I schedule you the homework, and then I give you the recording of our call in here. So you have that and the notes and the homework, and then I give you extra resources. So today, because we were talking about freebies, I gave her a freebie template for her freebie creation so she can make it super easy, you know? So that is all I have to say in this podcast episode. If you do want to work with me with blog coaching, I only have 2 spots left. You can go to the link below and book a free call with me. This is a no strip, like zero pushy. What am I trying to say here? It's a no pushy call. Okay. I'm not going to push, working with me onto you. So don't worry about that. It's just a discussion on if I'm the right fit for you, if you can actually do this. If you're a good client for me, I will be interviewing you, asking you about, you know, your struggles and your goals and see if we're going to be a really good fit together and see if we're actually going to vibe. So you can book a free call with me down below and we can have that open discussion about that. And then I will, you know, tell you if my offer is a good fit for you. And if it is, then I'll tell you about it and you can join if you want to. So, yes, that is all I have to say about this episode. Like I said, you can watch this video episode on Spotify if you go look it up. And yeah, I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.